Hi, I'm at the Wolf SSL booth, and I'm talking to...
Hi, my name is Chris Conlon. I'm a software engineer with Wolf SSL.
Can you tell people what Wolf SSL is real quick?
Sure, yeah. So Wolf SSL is a very lightweight, very portable SSL, TLS, and crypto implementation.
And why do I need another one when there's when we already got OpenSSL?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we're 20 times smaller than OpenSSL, so we fit very well on resource-constrained and embedded environments. We also scale well up to desktop, server, and enterprise systems as well.
So you've been, when you say smaller, you mean not the community, but the actual physical number of bytes?
Exactly, yeah. We're 20 to 100 kilobytes is our standard build size. But we are very widely used. We have over 2 billion secured endpoints on the internet, we estimate today.
What sort of devices are those?
SSL and TLS is very horizontal, so that could be anything that connects over a network or connects to the internet. That might be automobiles, that might be smart appliances, IoT, or just normal desktop applications.
Okay, and what sort of license are you releasing this under?
So this is a dual license product. It's a GPL2 and a commercial license. Similar to the license model that MySQL used.
And so I guess it's kind of popular now with the swathe of Internet of Things devices. They would really be relying on Wolf SSL to provide the end-to-end encryption, I'm guessing.
Yeah, they will. And we have lots of IoT customers right now. Lots of smart light bulbs, smart door locks, routers, lots of fun stuff like that.
What has been a major thing that, you know, looking back at the last year, what's a major thing that has happened within the project?
Sure. So within the last year, we have a couple new products. We have an MQTT client. That's a publish subscribe technology.
What's that for?
So you have brokers and then you have subscribers. Yeah. And so one use case that we're thinking about using it for in the near future is a secure firmware update system.
Okay. And what's that?
So updating your embedded device firmware remotely and securely.
Okay, so when the inevitable happens and they're DDoSed, then you at least are able to go into somebody's home and fix the device for them.
Yeah, the device may need to update its code. It might need to update certificates. And this would just provide a mechanism to easily facilitate that.
And is after the recent attack, botnet attack using Internet of Things devices, I'm guessing that's becoming a popular thing to be able to... Can you update all the firmware on my remote light bulb, for example, or...?
You know, it would be dependent on the vendor, but this would just be a tool for them to use to make that a little easier to do.
And coming up next year, what's the plan?
So we're going to continue to grow the company, add more developers, push out some new code, continue development on our SSL, TLS, crypto, and we also have an SSH server that we're bringing up. We've also got some ports to new hardware crypto platforms in mind and new open source projects.
Is the working on a crypto really a thing that you want to invent your own crypto, or are you just re-implementing schemes that are already out there?
Yeah, so we're implementing specifications that have already been written. It's very hard to develop your own crypto solutions, and if you do that, you should be very careful. We have 20 people just working on this all day, every day. So
how do I know that your stuff is secure?
Yeah, so we've been around over 10 years. We do a lot of testing. We do a lot of static and dynamic analysis. We do a lot of unit testing. And so,
do you have anybody externally come looking at your code?
We have had several of our larger customers, security labs, go through our code and look at it more of a line-by-line analysis. And we also work with security researchers at various universities that have analyzed their code base and sometimes contribute back even changes that they find.
Okay, that's awesome. So what are you looking for here at FOSDEM? What's your goal?
Yeah, our goal is to just kind of spread the word about Wolf SSL, find some cool new projects to work with, help our users use Wolf SSL more effectively. And we're having fun.
Cool, excellent. Couldn't say more. Thank you very much for the interview. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you.